We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Pelicans Primer, brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why. We know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org. Mark Menard joining us now. And Mark, what's the latest with the NBA?
Yeah, a little bit of good news out of the NBA. The initial diagnosis from the virus for the NBA came from the Utah Jazz, and the Utah Jazz players and staff have now all been cleared by the Utah Department of Health in terms of their isolation, their quarantine, their exposure. All of them have moved past whatever. Rudy Gobert has been cleared. Donovan Mitchell has been cleared, and the rest of the team who was tested and came out negative, they've gone under the self isolation and the quarantine for the 14 days, and all of them have now been cleared by the Utah Department of Health. So that's a big hurdle in terms of getting the NBA back on the court. Obviously, you had to wait until all these people who might have been exposed to it were cleared of the diagnosis zone, and the people who actually did come down with it had definitely seen the virus subside, and so we've seen that now with the Utah Jazz. Rudy Gobert, Donovan Mitchell, the whole team cleared by the Utah Department of Health. The other bit of news is that Doris Burke, the color analyst for ESPN, who calls a lot of these NBA games, she also had come down with the COVID-19 virus. But she is also now symptom-free after more than 2 weeks after her initial exposure. She was tested on March 17th because she's in contact with a lot of these players, and in particular, some of the ones that were diagnosed with the virus. She was tested as well, and she was positive. She found out 8 days later, so she was already well into her self-isolation and quarantine when she actually got her results. But she has also now been symptom-free, and she should be back to work soon as well. So a little bit of good news coming out of the NBA. The people who were diagnosed with it, looks like they're coming out the other side of it and looking good.
That's, certainly a positive when you consider where we were a week ago, right, with the NBA and Utah Jazz and the officials. And we saw, it was last Friday, we saw the Pelicans getting ready to play a game, and they were on the court minutes before tip-off, and they postponed the game, or they called off the game and postponed the season. So if there's a slight bit of positivity, I'll take that.
Well, it was about 2 weeks ago now. I know it's hard to judge time in this time of sheltering at home, but we've already gotten to about 2 weeks out from that initial cancellation of that or postponement of that game, and look, a lot's happened in all that time, and a lot is continuing to happen. But that was obviously the first step in getting the NBA back to playing, as you had to get out of the zone where these players who had been exposed were contagious, and now we're finally seeing that move forward, and look, we don't know where this is going to go from here, but at least that's a positive step, even if it doesn't lead to the season being continued. It's a positive step that people are recovering from this thing, and they didn't get any worse.
Mark, we all, again, we're all clamoring for sports, and I know this is Pelicans Primer, but I want you to weigh in on what Bobby and I were talking about, which is ultimately the NFL's decision to keep the draft. And I know you and I were talking a little bit last night, and we at first blush we were like, this is not a good idea. But after you think about the impact it could have on our mental well-being, I think it certainly is a good idea to keep it.
Look, if you can have the draft while still social distancing, I don't really see a problem with it. The problem I think is going to come in is going to be the logistics of getting these people all together where they can communicate quickly in terms of getting these draft picks in. Now, I don't know what they're going to do about the time limit for the picks. I don't know if they'll extend that a little bit because of these circumstances. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't object to a little bit of an extension of the usual time to make a draft pick, especially when you get to the later rounds and they come fast and furious. I don't see how that's going to be possible if you have all these people on some type of conference call having to, you know, get their opinions together really quickly over a certain amount of time and trying to get that pick in. They may have to extend it a little bit. Now, I know that you brought it up that, you know, they might make it a 4-day draft rather than a 3-day draft, and I'm assuming that would be why, because you got to give these front offices, these coaches, these scouts, a little bit more time since they're not all actually in the same room with each other and able to just kind of talk to each other. This is going to be a bit of a logistics nightmare, I think, for the NFL. Not one they can't overcome, but certainly a draft like we've never seen before if this is how it goes forward. And it's going to be interesting to see how it works.
Oh, for sure. And you know, anybody that thinks because the players are not going to be there, shaking hands, dapping it up with the commissioner, it's going to go faster, I beg to differ. I think it's going to go longer because I think the NFL recognizes the importance of what the draft means to many, many fans, and they're going to probably extend it out a little bit. In other words, make sure they take up the full three and a half, 4 hours that it normally takes.
Oh, absolutely. You might need that, quite frankly,
to make sure
that this all gets done. Because the last thing you want is for a team to feel like they've been cheated because they didn't have enough time to get their ducks in a row. And yeah, you're supposed to have all that planned out ahead of time. But when you're not all in the same room, able to talk, and the communication issues are going to be interesting. And so, look. I'm sure we're gonna broadcast it. Whatever it happens, and our people are not gonna be in the same room either. So that's gonna be interesting for us to see how we're gonna handle broadcasting the NFL draft. I can't even imagine the logistics involved in getting all the people who normally have a hand in the pie for an NFL draft pick, getting them all together on some type of conference call and making it to where you can have a cohesive pick in 5 minutes. It's gonna be interesting.
Anything else I didn't ask you about the NBA, man? I'm sorry, a little distracted based on what we just heard from Bobby, man.
No, look, that's understandable. And look, there's not a lot going on in the NBA right now. It's a Friday afternoon. The NBA has been paused now for about 2 weeks, and change. And look, there's not a lot to say other than they do plan on returning. That's the thing we keep hearing is that they do plan on returning. We just don't know what it'll look like when they come back, how much of the regular season that was postponed will actually get played, when the timetable would be for that, when they'll even open the practice facilities back up again. We don't know any of this. So it's hard to, do an NBA report when you don't have a lot of information out there. But there are a few little nuggets that come out every day, and that's what I've been trying to bring the audience and bring to you and bring to the show. And today it was that the Utah Jazz players have been cleared, and that's a positive on this road, and it's a step in the right direction into getting the NBA back on the court. And I think that's – we'd all like to see that. We all want some type of entertainment while we're all sitting in our houses, and however the NBA can do it safely – we'd like to see that happen, I'm sure. Obviously the safety comes first, and we'll see how they go about doing it. But look, this is still going to be probably another month and a half down the road at least. The most positive estimate we've heard was from Mark Cuban, where he said mid-May, and right now it's March 27th, so we've got a ways to go before we get there. We're probably looking at about another 6 weeks before we even can think about having another NBA game on TV.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm fine with that. I'm fine with it, because of what's going on, and that was a part of my thought, Mark, on the idea that the NFL wasn't, they weren't sensitive enough to what this country's facing right now. And then I started thinking, it's the opposite. They are sensitive, and they are understanding that ultimately this could be a welcomed diversion.
It might be the most watched NFL draft in history.
Yeah, for sure.
if we get to that point, and this is still how people are living their lives, I think people will tune in.
Look, this might be hyperbolic, but it may rival some Super Bowl ratings. Some, not the most recent, but I'm talking about 10, 20 years ago. It might top a Super Bowl rating. I really believe that. It's quite possible. We'll see. We're getting into, you know, speculation at this point, and we don't know what we don't know yet. Look, I was critical of the NFL. I typically am critical of Roger Goodell, but not in this case. I think I think his head's actually in the right place, believe it or not. And there will be some that will argue with us saying that, you know, the NFL is being insensitive because of what's going on. But I think the NFL also, what do we always talk about? What do we turn to when there is any kind of adversity in this country and any kind of really crisis or pandemic? What do we turn to? We turn to sports to help heal that. And I think the NFL recognizes their role, and they're trying to do that. Not that they're going to heal people from the pandemic. They're not trying to do that, but heal people emotionally that are battling this, dealing with this day in and day out. Everybody's waking up hearing the same information or similar to the same information. Some are anxious. Some process it better. Some don't. So I think the NFL is on the mark here.
Well, and look at it this way. You know, we're going to come a point here as this thing stretches on. Look, TV productions are shut down. That movie you want to see that was set to come out isn't coming out when you wanted it. And the TV shows you like, they're not going to have any new episodes at some point. So we're going to want some original content to watch on TV and just to kind of take our minds off of things. And that's a place where, look, the NFL draft can happen. You don't have to have a whole bunch of people on the field or in a room together. You know, this thing can happen without, you know, while we're all social distancing, and I think that's what's going to make it unique.
That's a wrap for Pelicans / just general talk in general. Brought to you by OnPath Federal Credit Union. You know the why, we know the way. Learn more at bankingwithdirection.org.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.